Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single rose-like flowers continually from June to the first frost.
Thanks to this week's sponsor, Montrose of Salem, Cambridgeshire. A welcome break from cutting down and pulling up weeds. Oh, goodness. The growth is just too quick and lush to keep under control. And in gardening, if you're on top of the job, it's easy. If you get a bit behind, goodness, it can be really tough. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, a bit of seasonal advice and hopefully answer some of your gardening quandaries. What a week. Showery days, heavy rains and now warm sunshine. The countryside looks so lush as I drove across to Worcestershire. And more on that later. Equally green on the circumnavigation of the M25 en route and return to Hampton Court Palace Flower Show Festival. The staff staging this event must have had an unbelievably demanding time, with the threat of cancellation hanging over them like a dark cloud. Yeah, a dark cloud that in fact released heavy rain that made some of the areas a bit muddy, I'm afraid. I remember too well a wet summer in the 60s when flowers for some 40 shows were all cut in the rain. A nightmare for sweet peas and roses. It was only gladiolus that revelled in the extra moisture and were cut in tight bud that saved our skins. During normal seasons, growers in the northwest would see us off with their higher rainfall and much better quality gladiolus. While our plants suffered in summer drought in the so dry Essex summers. One week our small team of seven staged three big displays in Shrewsbury, Brighton and Canterbury. I don't know how we pulled it off, but we did. Hampton Court Palace Festival was different. Tickets sold this year were reduced appreciably, so there was much more space and chairs to sit. There were more auditoria too. The Grow Your Own Cut Flower display and talks was a very good addition and proved really popular. It's a good audience there, sitting watching flower arranging 5 o'clock in the evening. Best part for me was the Plant Village South. Oh, and several similar exhibits at the Thames end of the site by the likes of Hayloft. Oh, and a truly excellent Peter Beals rose display. They were just absolutely magnificent, a tall arch of ramblers that just begged for people to stand under it and have their photograph taken. Dibley's too staged displays of Streptocarpus and foliage begonias that saved the day, as far as I was concerned, in the floral pavilion. This show is becoming more of an event or a day out, and I hope the society do not take their eyes off the gardening ball anymore. While some enjoyed jogging about to the reggae music, my legs had had enough walking from the stud car park the full length of the site no more. We are, of course, already making preparation for Chelsea Flower Show September 2021. And this includes one of our most ambitious schools programmes yet. Sun Gardening has worked with schools and school children for some 30 years. It's great to see the light in kids' eyes when they sow something and within a matter of days it's through the soil, up and away. This year we're taking on comprehensive age youngsters thanks to the full support and cooperation of Pershaw High School in Worcestershire. It's the perfect place with plenty of good jobs in horticulture in the Vale of Evesham. A three-hour journey for me, and fortunately I have the support of former garden centre owner Neil Gow and his wife, Nikki, who is a school gardener. They are putting in a tremendous amount of time and helping to see that our pop-in chrysanthemums, one to every scholar who wants to take part. Pershaw High has an excellent horticulture unit with small allotments, polytunnel, all fully supported by head Philip Hansen and teacher Anne Watson. Here is what they had to say. Now, a major helper here is Neil Gow, who has held senior positions in the horticultural world and can't really call him in retirement now. It's almost a full-time job, I think, here at the horticultural unit. Neil, how did you get involved and why?
Well, I got involved initially with the school because both of my daughters came to the school here, and with it being a relatively local business to where Nikki and I ran our garden centre as well, we tried to help out with the school as much as we could, whether it was with the Duke of Edinburgh Award or whatever. But with the horticultural unit here, they were needing somebody to do the assessments for the RHS qualifications that they run here. And that was when I really started to get involved with the horticultural unit here, and we've built it up to what you're seeing here today, Peter.
And you've had great success. So what's in it for you? You know, when you go home at the end of the day and you've spent a day here, how do you feel?
Apart from worn out, I feel very satisfied. And the motivation for me is seeing the young people flourish. And I think back to some of the students that we've had here over the 5 or 6 years I think I've been involved now. Not them all by any means, of course, but you know, if we can get one a year who finds themselves a little niche, whether it's in horticulture as a career or whether it's gardening as a hobby, if we can just find that little spark within them that plants, that compost, that being outside in the fresh air can find and inspire them, then that's my motivation.
Thanks, Neil. And Nikki, your partner, is a governor here. You know, I think I must ask her what she thinks of the horticultural unit. Nikki Gow, you are actually one of the school governors here at Pershaw High School. How do the governors feel about the horticultural unit?
Well, we're all delighted to have this facility here. It's such an unusual asset for the school, really. There's so few secondary schools that are able to offer horticulture as an option. And certainly for some of the students who find the classroom work a bit more challenging, it's a really marvellous facility for them. And also for the rest of the students to be able to have this area here where they can use it and see things growing, it's fantastic. So we're very pleased as governors to have it here.
There's a lot of responsibility to being governor, isn't there? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I suppose there is, really. I mean, obviously most of the responsibility falls to the head and the leadership team. But as governors, we're here to oversee what they're doing and to support them in any way we can. That's certainly been more difficult during the lockdown, and when we haven't been able to meet in person, that's been quite a strange thing to have to be meeting on Zoom. And I don't really think you get the same aspect of meetings as you would normally when you're all there together and able to talk things through much more easily. But I think on the whole, I know the school has survived it and worked hard to make sure that the students have settled back in as best they can. And certainly having this area where students can come out and be in the fresh air and growing things, I think has helped a lot of them to get back into the swing of being back in education again.
And then our Poppins chrysanthemum growing. Are the governors going to have a go, do you think? I understand that several teachers are taking their potted cuttings, and we're even risking offering a bottle of champagne for the best to plant grown by the teachers. I mean, are the governors likely to compete in such an exercise?
Well, I'd like to think that they will do. I've certainly sent an invitation out to them all to come along and pot one up, and hopefully they will have a go. Perhaps I'm going to have to offer a bottle of champagne to them as well to encourage them to have a go. But yes, they were all very interested to hear about the project anyway, and I'm sure they'll support it. But I would certainly like to see a few of them down here and actually potting up their own plant.
Nikki, the job of a governor at a comprehensive school like this with 1,200 students has quite a bit of responsibility. So how do you feel about the horticultural unit?
Well, I think we're really lucky to have this facility here at Pershore. There's so few secondary schools that are able to have something like this here. It's marvellous for the students that use it who are not perhaps so comfortable sitting in a classroom all day. They find it really good down here. They learn a lot. And I think for the other students in the school as well, to be able to access a facility like this where they can see plants growing, and hopefully it gives them an insight into something that perhaps they don't know much about. So we're very, very lucky to have this here.
And as we're sitting actually in it, looking out on the plots, I understand from Anne, who supervises the teaching here, that quite a bit of the produce goes to the restaurant.
Yes, indeed. That's an absolutely marvellous added bonus, isn't it? We've got, I can see from here, red currants, raspberries, French beans, broad beans, potatoes, onions, peas, all sorts of things. So, again, that's, you know, that's such a bonus for the school. Fantastic. And as the unit gets more established, then hopefully even more produce can be produced.
Thanks, Nikki. I hope you'll pass on our thanks and congratulations to your fellow governors, and perhaps, who knows, some other governors listening at some other schools may take your lead. Thanks, Nikki. Look forward to seeing you in September with all those plants a blaze of colour, he said. Fingers crossed. Jobs for the weekend for me will certainly involve weeding. And whilst the soil is still pretty damp, they can be pulled up fairly easily. And if we do have more showery weather, it's always worth pulling up and taking away. If you hoe and leave them on the surface and we get rain, there's every chance they'll root out and grow again. Pull them up, take them away, fill them onto the compost heap. It will soon be time too for us to be sowing spring cabbage. We like to sow that at the end of July or early August, and also pansies for autumn into winter and spring flowering. So if you order these things by post, time perhaps to get on with that. Sweet peas seem to have had a second lease of life with all the rain. It did knock the blooms about a bit for a few days, but they're growing again and the stem's lengthening again on my plants, I'm happy to say. So we can cut for a few more weeks. I tend to keep cutting until the stems shorten to about, 6 inches, and then I will leave them to set seed and provide the material to sow next year. I need to start work on the hedges too. The beech hedge is producing its second flush and really expanding at a great rate. So the shears need to come out. If you're cutting any kind of hedge, then always put a sheet down at the base. Start cutting from the bottom up, because that way the cuttings just fall away onto the sheet. And try and have the base of the hedge just a little wider than the top. The growth will always be stronger at the top, and so by having it a little wider, you keep the hedge really dense for its full height. And then as you cut one section, you just pull the sheet along, making sure one edge is tucked well under the base. And when it comes to finishing time, you just pick up the four corners of the sheet and carry all the trimmings away. No raking or sweeping up. That's the easy way to do it. Put a sheet down first and catch all the hedge clippings. My towel piece, a quote from George Eliot. It will never rain roses. When we want to have more roses, we must plant more roses. I am currently deadheading the very fragrant rose Charisma by picking fully open blooms and giving them to Floral Fantasia visitors. One such bloom in the footwall of a car will release the lovely perfume for weeks. Who needs air fresheners when we have such strongly scented blooms? Look forward to joining you again next week.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single rose-like flowers continually from June to the first.
Thanks to this week's sponsor, Montrose of Soham in Cambridgeshire, to my producer, Rich Jarman, and of course, to you for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.